They keep using they and AP both. This statement, Jenkins, in a sworn affidavit, write this down, given to the committee, said he had no knowledge of the advertising. Why don't you call Warren Duffy and say, I want you to do something for me now, I'm not up there anymore. But you and AP, the story's both coming out of there saying this every day. Now, this is not the testimony, and I'm looking at it. What the testimony says is Jenkins said he had no knowledge of the arrangements for the advertising made by Reynolds.
Right.
If Reynolds made any, nobody knows about it. This other fellow made them. And the arrangements were made with the people at the station, and it's quite a difference. And just say you keep on publishing this, I don't know whether you're going to get sued or not, but it's something you ought to straighten out. Just take this sentence, and why don't you do that for me, Warren?
Right.
Or whoever head of the UP, Bill Tice, would do it for you if you just call it to his attention.
Shall do.
Say, when you go to quoting Jenkins, quote what he swore to. Bear in mind, this memorandum was written up and brought down to him, and he looked at it and said, yes, that's true. And he has no knowledge of any arrangements yet that Reynolds, and nobody else does, because Reynolds never made any. And he has no knowledge of the arrangements that made by even the fellow that did have it. That is detailed. That means the price and the hour and the program and the time and all that kind. That's what he interpreted as arrangements. And if they would just quit writing that, they could clear that up very easy. If they knew it, I don't think anybody's called it their attention, and I don't think we have enough initiative to do it, but I believe we ought to. And I don't believe they'd hurt you. You work for them, and you're their friends, and just saying, I want you to do something for me. There's the best man in this town I know is Walter Jenkins, and he's getting a terrible injustice here done to him, that he's sworn something that he knew nothing about in the advertising. I didn't swear to that at all. He said he swore, and I'm reading from the transcript, no arrangements that Reynolds made. And Reynolds doesn't claim he made any. He claims he turned them over to another guy, and the other guy made them.
Right, I'm just getting set to call him now, sir.
And call Bill Tice. Just say, now, can I talk to you very confidentially and friendly as one buddy to another? You might be in my place someday, and I might be back on yours. And then say, when you get through, ask him if he won't tell AP to use that same sentence. What he did swear to. He's entitled to that.
Right.
Because you might be run over a kid some night, and you've had a drink, and you might get involved. And he might, too.
Right, I'm going to call him right away, sir.
And any other news?
Well, nothing I haven't given Walter.
Now, I think that Jordan, you ought to ask Bill Whitley to please ask Jordan not to say one day he's not going to investigate Tenware till he makes a man mad, and the next day start interviewing him. That's terrible inconsistency. It's going to make the old man look bad. And when this witness gets through, they'll just say they heard him. They didn't investigate him, and he didn't give him anything he didn't know.
Right.
And he ought to point out that Jenkins didn't swear he had no knowledge of any advertising. He swore he had no knowledge of any arrangements Reynolds made, and the record doesn't show that Reynolds made any.
Right.
Okay.
Pretty much, sir.
Now watch that carefully and do it. Ease in slowly and hard, but put it on the line with him.
Right. Okay.